AP News. I'm Ed Donahue. As talks continue in Congress to try to avert a default and raise the nation's debt limit, House Minority Leader Hakeem Jeffries says,
"It's certainly my hope that calmer, reasonable heads will prevail on the other side of the aisle, and they will veer off this course toward a dangerous default."
But Speaker Kevin McCarthy says President Biden refuses to talk.
"Our timeline is short. This is what I wanted to avoid 105 days ago."
The president refuses to accept the GOP plan to include budget cuts in a vote on raising the debt limit. The president is at the G7 summit in Japan.
"You know, we stand up for the shared values, including supporting the brave people of Ukraine as they defend their sovereign territory, and holding Russia accountable for its brutal aggression."
Ukraine says Russia fired 30 cruise missiles into the country in the latest nighttime test of Ukrainian air defenses and shot down 29 of them. The Supreme Court sidestepped a case against Google that might have allowed more lawsuits against social media companies. The justices returned to a lower court the case of a family of an American college student who was killed in an Islamic State terrorist attack in Paris. The family wants to sue Google for YouTube videos they say helped attract Islamic State recruits and radicalize them. Google owns YouTube. A dozen poor countries are facing economic instability and even collapse under the weight of hundreds of billions of dollars in foreign loans, much of them from the world's biggest and most unforgiving government lender, China. An AP analysis of a dozen countries most indebted to China, including Pakistan, Kenya, Zambia, and Mongolia, found payments on the debt are consuming an even greater amount of the tax revenue needed to provide basic services. Also from the Supreme Court, they sided with a photographer who claimed the late Andy Warhol had violated her copyright on a photograph of the singer Prince. This is AP News. Home sales and prices dropped last month.
Sales of existing homes fell 3.4% in April from March, more evidence that many people trying to buy homes are being held back by low inventory and higher mortgage rates. Overall, sales sank more than 23% compared with April last year. The drop was steepest in markets across the western part of the country, where sales plunged more than 30% from a year earlier. The typical home price was down 1.7% from April last year to $388,800, says the National Association of Realtors. I'm Rita Foley.
14-time French Open champion Rafael Nadal announced he's pulling out of this year's Open because of a lingering hip injury and expects 2024 to be his final season. Nadal turns 37 next month. He hasn't competed anywhere since he lost in the second round of the Australian Open in January. Ed Donahue, AP News.
If you're an RIA or looking to become one, Schwab Advisor Services is the Watson to your homes. Smart, dependable, always has your back. It's no mystery why they're the number one choice for RIAs who want to be the ultimate solution for their clients. With all the wealth services, technology, and support your firm needs, the difference is so obvious, it's Schwabvious. Follow the clues at schwabvious.com.
Marriott Bonvoy is the official hotel partner of U.S. soccer. Join Marriott Bonvoy today to get closer to the game with exclusive perks, unforgettable experiences, and benefits that go beyond the pitch. Spring Hill Suites, part of Marriott Bonvoy, offers complimentary hot breakfast and spacious all-suite accommodations, perfect for the whole team, with room for up to 6 guests. Make your next getaway a win. Learn more at springhillsuites.marriott.com.